Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World with the Freedom Force Battalion. I'm so glad that you are here. I hope you guys are going to have a great time. I know we will, as we always do. We look at the current events in the light of God's Word, because this is literally biblical what we are experiencing. There's no doubt about it. We were told that by 17, and I've been able to connect so many dots about how this is biblical. If you're not familiar, this is their website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Definitely check into that. I think you will love to find out how this is literally biblical, not just monumental, not just big. This is literally biblical. This is the day that we've been waiting for. This is the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. So we're going to look at this whole World War III that everybody's got hair on fire in the light of that. And let's just see what's really, really going on. I have a different take on it than what you're probably going to hear even from some of the Patriots. So, and some of this fear-mongering might be kind of necessary, but I'm not really into fear. We're not into fear here. We're into faith, and we're into trusting the Lord and really connecting the dots. So definitely check into freedomforce.live if you want to find out more about end times, my view on that, and the biblical view. I've been studying God's Word and teaching God's Word for years and years and years, and the Lord really helped me to decode this. You can listen to my audiobooks right here. This is where you can find the real social media, to find the real Melissa Red Pill, and right here you can find all kinds of great information about health, because we're getting our health back. We're going to live as long as trees. That's what the Bible says, that we'll return to the old ways, the old statutes, and our health will begin to improve until we reach 1,000 years. That's what's happening. And so we've lifted depression and bipolar disorder, all kinds of great things you can check out over there. Alzheimer's, just all kinds of things. Really great information. And also check out the videos if you want to find out more about biblical astronomy and President Trump's lineage and all kinds of different things. Check out the videos right here. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody, right now. Before we forget, don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell so that you are notified right there on that little plus sign. That's the bell, and it'll notify you whenever we're posting or have a video coming out. Generally it's Sunday morning at 11, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central, and Saturday morning at 10:30, just to make it confusing, but not really, not too important. We're not trying to make it confusing. Anyway, sometimes we do some special videos that are different from those times. So this is our wonderful president. Before I start jumping in on World War III, I wanted to show you what our president just posted. He has a new portrait, and so I want you to check it out. What do you think about that? Now, his other picture was a little bit scary, intimidating. But this one's actually still intimidating. I'm just saying, it's not that different. I should probably put the two side by side, but that one doesn't look that less intimidating. I don't know. What do you think? I just think it's still pretty intimidating, and I think that he's intimidating for the bad guys, not for us. We know that he loves us, that he's working for us, and so whatever is going on, I just feel like you feel the same way I do. We just trust him completely, implicitly. Whatever's going on, sometimes I don't understand it, but I just go back to this, that I believe he's the chosen of the Lord, that he is the one who's leading this battle, and there's just no doubt that he is working for the good of not only for the American people, but for all of humanity. So, you know, whatever ends up happening, I just, you know we have to go to a precipice moment. And so it's not scary for us. It's scary for the bad guys. And that's the whole reason I have, I've shown you the book here, End Times and the Thousand Years of Peace. It's the end times for them. It's the end of their rule over us. It's the end of it. And it's a thousand years of peace for us. The golden age. The golden age. All right, so let's get started on talking about what is going on. Okay, we've seen this video. You guys have all seen this. And, you know, okay, so I'm going to show you this, and then we can talk about, you know, what are we seeing here? All right. By all accounts, these are Russian nuclear bombers that that Zelensky, Ukraine, sent all the way into Russian territory, and attacked, and they were destroyed. Okay, that is what we're hearing all over the news. We're hearing this even from the Patriots. This is basically the thing that's coming out, and they're using this to say we're going to start World War III because of all of this. And that's, you know, they're how to start World War III in three easy steps. I mean, they're trying so hard to start World War III and to stop him from stopping wars too. Okay, I just find this very hard to believe. I find this hard to believe that they could bring in drones that far into the interior of Ukraine Russia, without them being stopped. I just find that very, very hard to believe that that's going to be allowed. And so were these really Russian airplanes? Were they? I'm just so skeptical of anything I hear on the news. They could put anything out there and throw it out all over the news, and most people will just believe it, even patriots. The funny thing is also that President Trump has not been saying boo about it, hardly anything about it. He's talking about the big, beautiful bill. He's talking about he's doing a portrait. And he's not talking about this. And that's very strange to me also. And so the word on the street is that the U.S., some of these, were behind it. I'm going to show you this. I'm also going to show you, Lindsey Graham behind it. And that President Trump was not made aware of it. I find that, well, first of all, impossible to believe. Because we know this is a military operation that's going on right here, and President Trump is in full control with Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense. He's in complete control of what's going on, and he just knows. Let's just say that he knows everything. He's not being led around by the nose by these people. Now, I can understand under Milley someone could say that, okay, that Milley was feeding him wrong information. They even said that. Schumer, remember how he even admitted that they would give him all this wrong information and they could, attack him six ways to Sunday, all that. So, but what really happened is this a fake video? I'm just throwing this out there for you guys to think about what is really happening. They could literally put anything out on social media, put this video out. Are they fake planes? Is it the whole video fake? Are they not, are they like old planes that were like painted, to look like they were nuclear planes? I don't know. I don't know. And here you've got, it appears from this video that they're being blasted and all that. And I just find it hard to believe that you would have, that this could be allowed. Okay. So, trust the plan. Trust the, there's just still so many things about various things that have happened since the beginning of this war that people act as if, oh, well, this certainly happened. And many times President Trump even acts like it really happened. And I'm like, that just doesn't make sense. So, not so different from COVID, that we know that he was intentionally being deceptive Okay, that we know that he knows the truth about COVID. We know that he knows the truth about the jab. We know that. And so why is he being intentionally misleading? And it's, you know, it's, he's a chess player. We have to realize he's not going to come out and tell everybody the truth about these things, because this is a high level strategy, game of chess, a worldwide game of chess, to defeat our enemies, to defeat this new world order. And we know that they want to start this war like in the worst way. They want to start World War III. And President Trump has said many times that we're not going to do that. He will prevent World War III. He said that many times. He has not changed his mind. And so this is, you know, we've not gotten this far after all these years of fighting and exposing the criminals, and for the awakening to happen, and for so many people to be awakened, and for President Trump to go back into office the second time, all this to go on, you know, and exposing, you know, Biden was a fake, all this, all this. We haven't come this far to have World War III and I'll die in a nuclear holocaust. Okay, that's not the way this is going to happen. But it is important that the world know that there are those who are literally intent on starting World War III, and that they will do anything in the world to get us into World War III. So I think that's been very, very clear, and we need to make sure to press that out there, that information. Okay, so here's a picture of the satellite images showing that Ukraine destroyed the Russian bombers in the drone attack. Okay, so you get these pictures. Well, okay, maybe it's a real picture. Maybe these are real planes. Maybe they're not. Maybe who knows? No, there's no way. I mean, you and I could create something like this and make it a darker screen and make it where the planes are look like they're damaged and all that. You and I could create something like that with Photoshop or Canva. So maybe it's true. Maybe they, you know, for whatever reason. Okay. You know, it's just hard to know what the truth is. But the question is, and this is what's being talked about on Bannon and, you know, Posto are talking about this. How is it that they would get these satellite images? So what is being revealed is that they intentionally said, hey, we're revealing to you, we're showing you all this data, so that these satellite images, so that you can send over these drones to attack these Russian airplanes. Okay, so that's certainly, we know that that's what they've intended. Whether that's actually what ended up happening, I'm not convinced. But they intended that, and they think that they were successful in doing that, okay? And so the world knows that they are intent on going into, you know, World War III and nuclear war. Okay, so who would have been giving them this information? And so they're trying to drag us into World War III. We know that, and we know that the leaders in Europe are intending to do that. Starmer, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he is trying to get us into this World War III, and as well as the Germans and all this. They are all trying to do that. So they're trying to force us into it and get, you know, oh, now clearly, you know, Russia is going to be angry with America and fight back. Well, we haven't seen Putin respond. And that, you know, you would normally expect to have had something happen before now, and he has not. So they're like, come on, start, you know, fight back, do something back, when he hasn't done it. So they're like, it's hard to have a war if somebody won't fight back. You know, and like attack America. So yes, attack Ukraine. Yes, he's trying to attack Ukraine and destroy Ukraine. I'm going to show you the Steven Seagal video today. He just blasted Ukraine as a hotbed of trafficking. So yes, destroy the New World Order Nazi regime that's been controlling Ukraine for years and years and years. Yes, stop that. But not attacking America. Okay. Interesting that President Trump has not been out in a lot of different public events in the past couple of days. So, you know, anyway, very interesting. just to watch what's going on and what you see and what you don't see. So this was from Jack Posobiec. He said, what happens when the Chinese drones rise up from their farmlands next to all the U.S. Air Force bases? Now, I'm throwing this out there. Jack Poso put this out there, and so I will do the same. That, listen, if, you know, we know that they've bought up this farmland. Now, we know Patriots are in control, that we're not going to allow them to do this. We have, you know, if you and I know, and Jack Posobiec knows, President Trump certainly knows, Hegseth certainly knows, you know, the White Hats certainly know, okay? So we are, you know, Patriots are in control. We've been told that many, many times, okay? So this is kind of a fear-mongering, but it is a valid concern that what if they have these drones on this farmland next to these U.S. Air Force bases? So he's saying, you know, Is this the precipice? Is the next thing we're going to see is that we have these our airplanes have been destroyed at our Air Force bases? Don't be surprised if that's the case. If that comes out, that's what happened. And again, I don't believe that even if it comes out on the news, I would be very suspicious as to whether that had been allowed. Okay. I just don't buy it, especially when, you know, we have the ability to stop things within a millisecond. I just can't imagine a drone going. I just can't imagine this little bitty drone that goes over and is able to knock out all these nuclear weapons. That just doesn't make sense to me. I don't care how many people talk about this on the news. All right, so it is a valid concern that we have to be aware that these former leaders of ours have sold us down the river by selling farmland, which is important, next to U.S. Air Force bases. This is important for people to know. And so I've shared this on the social media so that you guys can share it. So people, not to fearmonger, but just to say, this is what the position that they put us in intentionally. All right. I hope that's helpful. But just to think, is President Trump going to, you know, allow that? Have we gotten this far to the point where this is what's happening in Russia? Is this what's really happening in America? The precipice, I think, a lot is going to be the fear of something, not necessarily it being true. Okay. All right. And because that's the way they run game on us all of our lives. All right. We know that this guy, Lindsay, is a traitor. He is an operative for the New World Order. He is wanting desperately to start this World War III. He's wanting to use NATO and try to drag the U.S. into this war. So that's exactly what Bannon had to say. Check this out.
Sucked into a kinetic third world war right now that's going to dwarf the 20th century's first and second world war. And inexorably, we've been drawn in every day what the Ukrainians did. And what the White House has said is that they never got a heads up. They attacked part of the strategic triad of the Russians. This is something Curtis LeMay would never think of. They took out 41 of the 100, took out 40% of the strategic nuclear bombers of Russia. The attack was audacious. It was bold. It was courageous. It's all that. But you can't have a country that we're sponsoring with the types of money that we're giving and cutting an economic deal and now saying we're going to be involved in their development. Did they think that they can go in and really attack into Russian territory and drag us into a conflict with Russia that could metastasize?
Okay. I agree that this is I don't disagree with Bannon about this. I just find it hard to believe that this really happened. I know that's what they're trying to do. I know that's what Lindsey Graham is trying to do. And he also, I don't know if I have the video for this, but yeah, no, okay. He was saying, you know, bring Lindsey Graham back and put him up on charges because he's literally trying to foment World War III. He is an enemy of the people. And so, yeah, that's exactly what they're intentionally trying to drag us in. President Trump and Putin are not going to do that. They're not going to do that. This is one of the reasons we were told on the board long, long ago that they're working together to stop the New World Order. Our enemy is not Russia. Our enemy is not each other. Our enemy is this New World Order that that Lindsey Graham is a minion of. And so now today, of course, they have to go out and say, we have to push the European members to expand ground-based air defenses fivefold. Well, as you remember, President Trump said they hadn't been even paying their way. America on your tax dollars and mine had been paying for the protection of these NATO countries. So they really have not been, ever building up. Maybe they have a few little trucks here and there, but they have not been prepared for war because they've always done it on our nickel. And so, they're trying to push them to expand these ground-based air defenses fivefold. Now, I wouldn't doubt that they have some ways, some bad things that they could do. But again, they can't do anything without America. Let's just be honest. They can huff and puff and say they're going to blow the house down, but they can't do anything unless America is involved. And that's why they're trying desperately to drag us into it. That's, if they could do it on their own, then they wouldn't have done this action where it appears that America was behind giving them satellite images for these Russian bombers. Okay, that's why they are trying to get America, drag America into it, because they need us. And so they can bluster and they have a fit and say we're just gonna stop Putin and all that, but they don't have the ability to do so. So don't let that worry you at all. But here's where Putin said, Ukraine attacked our air bases where Russian strategic bombers are located. They proved that there can be no peaceful solution. They prepared their own end with this action. There is no more red line. They will regret what they did. Alrighty, there you go. Putin knows very well, what really happened and what didn't happen. Okay, whatever the truth is, Putin knows that this was their intent. They were supposed to be literally at that very moment at the peace negotiation table in Istanbul, Turkey. They were supposed to be there, and they were only there for an hour because they're like, well, why are we even here? Because you just attacked these Russian bombers. So everyone knows, and they've admitted, Zelensky went on video saying, blustering, and I do have all these cards and blah, blah, blah. I just have a feeling that the whole thing is baloney. I really do. Anyway, so here he is doing all this blustering. And so everyone knows in the entire world that they, when they were supposed to be at the negotiating table, they were not. They were attacking Russia. We know that. Everybody knows that. And so there can be, no one can, find fault with Putin. They can, I'm sure they will, but they can't really find fault with Putin when they realize that, hey, he's fighting back against them because they just attacked his Russian bombers, 40%, they say. And then, supposedly, Zelensky has all these cards. Well, let's just hear what he says. He said, they've prepared their own end with this action. And you and I know that it's not the Ukrainian people. We know that Ukraine is controlled by the New World Order, the Nazis, the banking cartel, whatever you want to call it, the bad guys, the wicked, the Satan worshipers, okay? That this is how they prepared their own end. He says, okay, then there's no red line. No red line. Before, people were like, well, we can't, Putin, you have to stop because you've already taken, all these eastern regions of Ukraine. Just go ahead and stop. You shouldn't go into Kiev and take Kiev. Well, there's no red line. There's no stopping. He can take the whole kit and caboodle. And that's what you and I believe is going on. This has been the hotbed of evil. The head of the beast has been in Ukraine, and it needs to be cleaned out. Root and branch. You're not going to hear that on Bannon. He, for whatever reason, whether he knows it or not, he's not saying it. And I have a feeling he knows. I don't know why that's not his role in this battle to tell all this. His role is to get everybody fired up. I'm just a lady with the laptop, and I can say what I believe is the case, is the truth. And so I believe that Putin and Trump are working together to stop the New World Order that has the head of the headquarters, really, in Ukraine. All right. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys, because that's what we do. We can talk, we can say things. Thank God we can say things on Rumble and we don't get, I can just talk freely. That's why we're not on YouTube, because whenever I'm on YouTube, they ban my videos. All right, because I speak the truth. Now, people are putting out, see, he has the cards. President Trump said, you don't have the cards. And he says, look at all this. I have all the cards. Well, we're going to find that out. You're going to find that out from, real quick here. I have a feeling. This is very, very quick. It's going to be like 1, 2, 3, bam, and it's over. I just feel like we're at that moment where there's going to be an awakening for humanity to see what they are trying to do. And so it's going to be a fear moment, okay? And then it's going to be over. It's going to be done. And showing that they did not have the cards and that President Trump is an absolute genius, okay? And it's such a blessing to all of humanity to stop these wars. We know that he's a cokehead. I don't care who's behind him. He's the minion of the New World Order, along with his pal, Lindsey Graham. But look at this guy. Look at him. He is a, this girl's saying, she's dealt with people who have all these drug addictions, and he is one of them. He has all the telltale signs that he is definitely a cokehead. So anybody here think that he can defeat President Trump? I don't think so. This guy he's messed up in the head. He's messed up in the head. Let me see if I can get this. Yeah. He's got mental problems. He's, we've seen him, the dancing and oh my goodness. Let's just say he's a perverted person. And of course that's who they get. That's who they always put in these positions as their puppet leaders, these people who are sick in the head, right? He's not going to defeat Trump. Hello, this silliness. All right, here's where I was going to show you where Steven Seagal was dropping these truth bombs about Ukraine. Check this out.
Before the special operation, Ukraine was known for human trafficking, organ trafficking, narco trafficking, child sex trafficking, biochemical warfare labs, fascism, and Nazism. And these are the things that we still tried to make them our brothers. And these are all poisons that can affect the entire world, not just us. Many people say we are facing an existential threat by all these conditions. But actually, the whole world is at risk of becoming dangerously close to entering into World War III. We are facing the same monster trying to devour, conquer, and control the world through lies, disinformation, and manipulation.
Thank you so much, Steven Seagal. I'm sure you guys have watched his movies. He's just really been such a great actor, but he's the real deal. He's the real deal. He was not just acting that role. He is someone who fights for humanity. He was always the guy who was the guy who was saving the world. And here he is in real life doing the same thing and trying to expose this. I just thank you for him. Thank you, Lord, for Steven Seagal. Ukraine has been known for human trafficking, organ trafficking, narco trafficking, child sex trafficking, biochemical warfare labs, fascism, and Nazism. There you go. What else? What else do we need to say? That pretty much says it. And this has got to be eradicated from the earth. And this is what Putin and President Trump are doing. And they've backed them into a corner. All they've got at this point is Lindsey Graham and cokehead Volodymyr Zelensky. How about that? As well as the fake news. But we are the news now, and that's why we go out and share this. So please share this video so that people get a different understanding of what's really going on in Ukraine. All right, so now this guy is talking about saving Israel for last, and that Israel is basically the head of Ukraine. Check this out.
So Q has always told us, we're saving Israel for last. Guys, this is going to be probably the hardest pill for most to swallow. But it's so important to understand how everything is connected. First, I just want to show you some things. You guys see here, that's a weird coincidence, right? But check this out. See, people need to understand that Israel is not the Israel that we think of in the Bible. Israel has been infiltrated and overthrown by Zionist, Khazarians, people that literally are proud to tell you they own this world. They run this country of America. They run the countries, Ukraine, Israel itself. Oh, yeah. And they're very Mossad. Yeah. They'll tell you about it. Just ask them. But I mean, here's Harold Rosenthal. Americans have not had a presidential choice since 1932, when Roosevelt was our man. Every president since Roosevelt has been our man. Man, hold on. Check this out. 33 years before 9/11, here's an Israeli shekel. That's kind of weird, a plane. And hold on. I mean, the symbolism, like Q has told us, symbolism will be their downfall. Religion, law, money, politics, it's all in there. But hold on. We've always known the Democratic Party is going to cease to exist after all this is exposed. Not only that, have you guys actually seen how many people in Congress are actually a dual citizen? A dual citizen? Okay, what? Dual citizenship? Loyalty to the U.S. and to Israel? We have been infiltrated by very demonic people, higher elites, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, just to start naming a few names. Again, there's always good people within every race, every ethnicity, but we have to understand how deep this is. The Epstein list, the reason it's not coming out is because it's all attached. It will bring down the house. It will cause chaos if all this information is released. The pill has to be easy to swallow. I love y'all. Pray for unity. Pray for America. Pray for the world.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate his video trying to help people understand what's going on. So I really am so thankful for him. I think Jordan something. I don't remember his name right now. Sorry. It should have been on the screen. All right. So, yeah, here's the list of the House of Representatives that are dual citizenship. And it looks like on this list, it's all Democrats. Now, I don't know if there are others that are not Democrats. There's the senators right there who are dual citizens. Well, can we just arrest those first? How about this? How about we do this? When they go in for the military parade next Saturday, the 14th of June, can we go ahead and arrest these dual citizens? Really appreciate that. Anyway, we'll see. All right, so that might have been an older list because this one is, you know, but anyway, these like Lieberman, I think he died. Anyway, so Bernie Sanders. But anyway, the ones who are alive, they're still dual citizens. All right, so next, let's go on to another subject. This is trending on X right now, or it was before I came on. This guy right here, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says fighting disinformation on social media demands clear and coordinated global action. So, yeah, they are still trying to shut us up and shut us down. Thankfully, they've not been able to do that. Thankfully, because of Telegram with Pavel Durov, as well as Elon Musk on X, they have not been able to silence. They still are trying to silence on Facebook. They're still trying to silence on YouTube. But we are the news now because we have control of really big platforms. Getter, True Social. Don't forget, I've got them all over here. The ones that are true platforms, I'm on. I'm on the ones that... Now, I'm not really doing a lot on Instagram, Cloud Hub, Snapchat. It's just hard for me to get everything done. I have been able to post lately on TikTok. Just taking the time to do it. And so the good news is everything I put on there has been approved, which is really, really great. So very interesting, very, very interesting when you're thinking, oh, they don't want you to speak the truth over there. All right, so let's go back to wherever I was. I want you to hear this creep, the Secretary General, UN Secretary of, I'm sorry, the UN Secretary speaking about how they want to silence us. Check this out.
Digital platforms are being misused to subvert science and spread disinformation and hate to billions of people. This clear and present global threat demands clear and coordinated global action. Our policy brief on information integrity on digital platforms puts forward a framework for a concerned international response.
Yes. Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. You can say that all day long. We're not doing that. We're going to have free speech, and whether you like it or not. So very, very good And yeah, I think even Pavel Durov has been, he flew into France and they basically put him under house arrest and he still is not doing what they say. I really just appreciate him so much. He's what a hero, what a hero. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next thing is wonderful FDA Chief Dr. Marty Makary, I don't know how to say his name, but anyway, he said today, we're announcing that we're removing pharma members from the FDA Advisory Committee. He actually said this about a month ago. He says, we're going to be replacing them with patients and family caregivers. So imagine on the FDA Advisory Committee that they have big pharma members. And basically, everybody's going to do whatever the big pharma members say. And he says, you know what, we'll they can come to the meeting and listen to the meeting, but they're not going to be on the committee. And we'll be replacing them with patients and family caregivers, people who really know what's going on with their family member. How about that? How about that power to the people? Power to the people instead of these people in these ivory towers who pop out these pills and the people pay the terrible price with their health. Check this out. Love it. Love it.
We're announcing we are removing industry members, pharma members from FDA advisory committees. I was shocked when I learned that employees of big pharma companies sit on FDA advisory committees as members of those committees. So we're going to be replacing them whenever statutorily possible with patients and family caregivers. We are going to be inviting pharma companies to send representatives to the advisory committees, but they can sit with the rest of the public and watch and pose questions as the rest of the American public can. So
that speaks to, it doesn't stop at FDAers leaving.
Today we're announcing.
Yes, I love that. Isn't that wonderful? This is what it's like when the righteous are in authority. This is what I talk about when I say in Revelation chapter 20, it says that the righteous will rule and reign with Christ. The Lord is putting people in positions of authority who will do the right thing, who will really work for the good of the people, instead of putting out these people who have just sold these drugs to us and have harmed our health. And so they can sit and listen, but they are not going to be the ones who are making these decisions anymore. So many great things coming out about that. So this is the one where he was talking about that where they're changing the vaccine schedule so that it is not forcing parents to, or, you know, putting the pressure on parents, not really forcing, to have to give their child these vaccines. And at the threat of, oh, your child won't be able to go to, you know, daycare, your child won't be able to go to school or whatever it is. So check this out. I just love it. I'm so thankful for these great people.
Here in perpetuity, and a young girl born today should get 80 COVID mRNA shots or other COVID shots in her average lifespan. Mm-hmm. We're saying that's a theory, and we'd like to check in and get some randomized controlled data. It's been about 4 years since the original randomized trials. Mm-hmm. So we'd like an evidence-based approach. Dr. Prasad and I published this in the New England Journal of Medicine last week, and we're basically saying we'd like to bring some confidence back to the public around this repeat booster strategy. Theory, because
your statement was not about repeat boosters. It says the vaccine is not recommended for pregnant women. The vaccine is not recommended for healthy children. That's different than annual boosters.
Yeah, at this point, we're dealing, you know, it is a booster strategy. People would be getting the updated shot. So whether or not
we'd like
to see the data. We'd love to see that.
On a practical level, for a parent at home hearing you,
yeah,
and trying to make sense.
We're
of
saying take it back to your
if
doctor.
If their child has not been vaccinated, are you recommending that their first encounter with COVID be an actual infection?
We're not going to push the COVID shot in young, healthy kids without any clinical trial data supporting it. That is a decision between a parent and their doctor. And just so, I don't know if you know these statistics, but 88% of American kids, their parents have said no to the COVID shot last season. So America, the vast majority of Americans are saying no. Maybe they want to see some clinical data as well. Maybe they have concerns about the safety.
I don't want to crowdsource my health guidance. I want a clear thing,
the
right? You don't
thing,
go with popularity.
The worst
you go with,
thing,
as you're saying, data. And when we
yeah,
look
so
at
let's
that
see
data,
the data.
love that. I love that. Not only is he a good guy who's trying to protect the people and the children, he's also a great spokesman because he pushed back on this deface the nation chick because she's wanting to force him to say, no, well, okay, we need to go ahead and just to protect the children. He says, okay, this is between you and the parent and the doctor, but 88%, he said, high percentage of the Americans are saying, no, we do not need to give this to our healthy baby. This is an awakening. 88% are saying no to the COVID jab for their baby. This is because they don't trust it anymore. In the past, they just did whatever they were told to do. Everybody just did whatever the doctor said. And now people are thinking for themselves. This is the great awakening. Very, very exciting. Thank you so much, Dr. McCary, whatever your name is. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Thank you, RFK Jr. Thank you, President Trump, for having good people in there who are working for the good of the people. Thank you so much. Now, let's talk about this big, beautiful bill. This is very, very interesting because President Trump just posted this morning, here it is, the 3rd of June, 2025. He just railed on Rand Paul in two separate posts. See, he's not that smart. He doesn't understand the big, beautiful bill. He doesn't understand this, that it's for, you know, for our finances. And so this had come out just yesterday about what's in the big, beautiful bill. And I wanted to talk about it because as I've thought about it, going back and forth, I want to just throw out some different ideas about it. Here it is in part two. It talks about artificial intelligence and information technology and modernization. Okay. I did not have any idea that this was even in the big, beautiful bill. Everything I've been hearing about the big, beautiful bill, it was talking about, reducing the taxes and those types of things. Okay. But why is it even having artificial intelligence? This is the problem of sometimes these big, beautiful bills, a lot of things get thrown in there. And so people are a little bit concerned about this. Okay. Or very concerned. So it says authorized uses. The Secretary of Commerce shall use the funds appropriated under subsection A for the following: to replace or modernize within the Department of Commerce legacy business systems with state-of-the-art commercial artificial intelligence systems and automated decision systems. To facilitate within the Department of Commerce the adoption of artificial intelligence models that increase operational efficiency and service delivery. Number three, to improve within the Department of Commerce the cybersecurity posture of federal information technology systems through modernized architecture and automated threat detection and integrated artificial intelligence solutions. Okay, we are all using artificial intelligence pretty much, whether you are trying to or not. If you're doing a Google search, you're doing artificial intelligence. If you're doing if you're using Siri, you're using artificial intelligence. If you're doing ChatGPT or Grok, you're using artificial intelligence. And the reality is, this is, in order to do a lot of work at this point, whether it's in journalism or whatever it is, this is to gain all this data, people are using this, they're doing these online searches. And the good news is you can do these searches and you get a vast array of data. And so to not have that, you're really at a disadvantage. Okay, I've already said many times that I don't like that they only have the consensus opinion. And that's where I think you have to have like 20% that have a differing opinion for it to come up as an alternative viewpoint. And so that's why I'm trying to help train Grok on, for example, the end times teaching so that they understand this is not the only theory about end times, the only viewpoint. Okay, so this is important that in the Department of Commerce that we have, as well as the other agencies, that we have the use of artificial intelligence. That is the only way forward, because if we don't, then those who do have artificial intelligence will be able to hijack our system if it's antiquated. This is one of the things that Elon was going in to find out what is going on with these antiquated systems. They have not been updated in a very, very long time. And I'm sure it was for their benefit so that they could, steal, okay, and no one would ever be able to make heads or tails out of it. Of course, the Elon's guys were able to make heads or tails out of it. But bottom line, in order to update and get into the 21st century, you've got to get these the system's updated with artificial intelligence. That's just what it is. You like it, don't like it, this is what it has to be. And if you don't keep up, then you'll be back on, like, if you're trying to, you know, shoot with a BB gun. You can't compete. Or you know, drive in the Indy 500 with the horse and buggy. You can't compete. We have to keep up with technology in every field, in every agency. Okay, so here is the concern. Okay, we already know that the artificial intelligence is the wave of the future. We have to, you know, and I don't want to go back. Let's just talk about it. I don't want to go back to the day where we have a library card and we only get to have information that's in this Encyclopedia Britannica and whatever information they want to dole out to us. I want to have the wide array, the wide berth of data that's in the public arena. All right. So here it says, though, in Section C, it says in general, except as provided in paragraph 2, no state or political subdivision thereof may enforce during the 10-year period beginning on the date of the enactment of this act any law or regulation of that state or political subdivision thereof limiting, restricting, or otherwise regulating artificial intelligence models, artificial intelligence systems, or on automated decision systems entered into interstate commerce. Okay, so they're saying you can't restrict or limit by any law, the artificial intelligence. That right there is kind of scary. At first blush, that is very scary. Why is this happening? Why would that happen? What do y'all think? What is going on? Why is this, he's saying this? Okay, and then, sometimes you get hit back, and you're like, wait, what is going on? This doesn't sound right. And you're like, oh, Trump, do you know what you're doing? Yes, he knows what he's doing. Yes, he knows what he's doing. First of all, he knows what he's doing. And Elon knows what he's doing. They've got highly intelligent people who know what they're doing. And not only know what they're doing, but also we know that we trust President Trump. The man took a bullet to the head and stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. The man has gone, taken all kinds of guff. Everything, they've attacked him from every which way, just as Schumer said, six ways to Sunday. He's proven himself. I don't need him to prove himself anymore. And I also, he's proven to me that he's a genius. Okay, so with that being said, what is this? What is this? Well, we know that, let's just say that President Trump sets this up where it is, which this is surely the case, that President Trump will set this up in Elon where it is a very good, clean system that is protected from bad guys. Remember how Elon was really coming out against ChatGPT? He didn't like that because it was, or Chinese AI, whatever. He didn't like that. He says that this is being used for evil. So let's just say that they're going to use the good AI, okay? If you can say that there's good AI. Okay, so let's just say that they're going to make sure that it is protected and safe AI and not something that's being used for evil, like ChatGPT or Chinese AI. They do not want I think what the case is, what he's saying in this section is they do not want someone coming in for 10 years to alter this AI system and infiltrate it with their evil AI system. I think that's what this is about. I think that's what this is about. I think that they haven't been updated in forever. So you've never updated the system before. Here it's been years and years and years. You guys are still using, basically floppy disks. It's pathetic what you guys have been using. So now, all of a sudden, as soon as we update them, now you want to come back in and update? I think that's the issue, is they don't want someone coming in and then jimmying with what they do. I think that's what this is about. You tell me in the comments what you think. I think that's what this is about. Not so different from like poor Tina Peters rotting in jail right now, in prison right now, because she did what she was supposed to do by law and she backed up the system because she knew that they were going to come in and try to overwrite what she had done. Okay. Overwrite the data. And so she backed it up. And they didn't want her to do that because it proved that they had cheated on the election. And so in the same way, they don't want someone coming in within the next 10 years and overriding, so to speak, the work that they do to set up this AI system. I think that's what this is about. I always go back to my spot where I say I trust President Trump. Not only do I trust his intelligence, his genius, I also trust his that he loves our country. Okay? Tell me anybody else that you trust. Tell me. Who? 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 It's nobody. And he even said that. He says, I don't trust anybody. You know, and that reminds me, our Lord Jesus said the same thing. He says, there's a verse that says, woe to the man who trusts in man. But also Jesus said, I don't trust. Let me see if I can find that verse for you. He said something where Jesus said he didn't trust. Jesus said he didn't trust man. Because he knew what was in the heart of man. I think that's what it was. Yeah, here it goes. Jesus did not trust himself to them because he knew all people. See, Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people. In I think it's the New American Standard, it says, because he knows what's in the heart. He knows that they are so easily bought off. They're so easily blackmailed. They're so easily, you know, whatever. And so easy to fall off of doing what's right. Anyway, so that is John chapter 2, verse 24. I don't know if you ever knew that, but he didn't trust people either. And not in a bad way, but just understanding the frailty of the human heart. Okay? And that's an important thing for you and me, is to understand, as much as you can love someone, just understand that they're human. And there's a frailty. All right. So our wonderful Mike Lindell has been at court yesterday. They're in court today. I'm just so thankful for him. He is fighting so hard to get our election systems to expose all this. Let's just be in prayer that he's going to expose all this. And let's support him, whatever we can do. Go to mypillow.com/Melly. And this all these specials that he has right here, especially these Giza Dream Sheets, that if you can get some of those, he's asking everybody to get whatever you want and at this amazing price so it can help. He's literally putting these on clearance so all that money can go toward this trial. He just needs funds to make this happen, to fight for America. So I really appreciate him. So if you haven't done that already, make sure to do that. They've got the beach sale stuff, 50% off. These are terrific presents that you can buy for people. I love my kitchen towels. They're so cute. And then the other thing I was going to read to you is, this is Psalm 73. I don't know if you've ever heard this psalm before, but this is really helpful, especially if you are just so aggravated that these people keep looking like they're getting away with all kinds of evil. Look at this in Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to his people, but to those whose hearts are pure. He's defining who Israel is. Those whose hearts are pure, the pure in heart, they will see God. Remember, our Lord Jesus said this on the Sermon on the Mount. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. It's like, how can they get away with all this, right? They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like other people. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace. Think of Hillary. Think of Comey. Think of Schumer. Think of Schiff, right? They clothe themselves with cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff. They only speak evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. World War III. That's what they're intending. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut through the earth like, God couldn't stop us. He didn't stop. We stopped him last time. We hung him on a cross. This is what they say behind closed doors. So the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. Like, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. It looks all the news, right? You can be dismayed if you listen to their words. I'm so glad you're here because you're not listening to their words. You're listening to Melly because we're looking at how this is biblical, right? What does God know? They asked, does the Most High even know what's happening? He knows nothing, is in other words. Look at Zelensky. You know, we're going to get away with this. Look at these wicked people enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. And that, right? Did it feel that way sometimes? Of course it does. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? Why am I following God? Because look at me. I'm suffering. I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. Why have I stayed faithful to God? It doesn't serve me at all. That's what the psalmist is saying. He's just being honest. It's like, I wish I was like a Diddy because he, look at how wealthy he is and he gets away with stuff, right? If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I try, he says, I was saying this in my heart. I'm saying this in prayer, but I'm not going to say that to anybody else. I don't want anybody to know what I'm thinking. In other words, so I tried to understand why the wicked prosper. What a difficult task that is. And then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path, and you send them sliding off into the off the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. How about that? Completely swept away by terrors into hell, eternal hellfire. He sees, oh no, these people have a terrible end coming. I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. The Lord's put them on a slippery path, and he sent them sliding over the cliff to their destruction. In an instant, they're destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. When you arise, O Lord, when you rise up, when you stand up, when you stand, interesting. Kofefi means, in the end, God wins. It means I stand. Isn't that interesting? When the Lord stands and says it's time to destroy them, you will laugh at their silly ideas. At the silly ideas about, oh, you really thought you sent drones. You thought you sent drones and destroyed you thought that. Seriously. 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 When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas. As a person laughs at dreams in the morning, oh, that was just a dream. That was just fake. Then I realized my heart was bitter. And I was torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. But still, I belong to you. You hold my right hand. Even though we're like, sometimes we get so frustrated. And you're like, what? When is this going to happen? Is this ever going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. The Lord knows how we feel. And he says, I'm still with you. Hang in there. Hey, I still belong to you, Lord. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. You lead me to a glorious destiny. Not like their destiny. Ours is a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My heart may fail. My spirit may grow weak. But God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Those who desert him will perish. For you destroy those who abandon you, who rebel against you. The 33s, the one-third who join with demons. The Lord will destroy them. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. That's what we do. That's what we do right here on the Freedom Force Battalion. How do you like Psalm 73? Is that how we have felt, right? But we stay right here in this place. How good it is that we have a beautiful, glorious, glorious destiny. Isn't that true? All right, I think that's time to pray. It's time. If you want to learn more about this, go to the books End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. Of everything we're seeing is exactly what they told us what was going to happen. End Times, This is Biblical. If you haven't seen them yet, go to freedomforce.live and you can listen to the audiobooks right here. You'll just love it. You will love it. And soon we're going to have, we just completed the study guide. If you haven't seen that, you can go on freedomforce.live and go to the playlist and you can see the small group Bible study on End Times. Check that out. And soon we'll have the one ready for Major Clues from Minor Prophets. But this weekend we're going to be doing the one on more of the imprecatory Psalms. the Psalms to bring down the wicked. Okay? All right, let's pray. So thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the King of the world, that you are with us, and that you have given us a glorious, glorious future, and nothing can stop what is coming. We see their end, that you have set their feet in a slippery path, and that they will slide off into destruction, into terrors. We thank you, Lord, that you will destroy them so that they can no longer destroy the earth. Lord, I thank you that you're going to prevent us from having World War III. We're going to maybe have a precipice moment. We're not going to worry one little bit. We put our trust in you. We know that you are with us and that you're going to guide us through and that we're going to have peace and they will be gone. We thank you and we praise you. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and use them in a mighty way. Help them to know that you're right beside them and that you will see them through all this to this glorious, glorious future. Thank you for those people you've put in these positions of authority who are making all these great decisions for us. Lord, you help us to be part of what they're doing to help spread the truth every day in every way we can. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. It was so fun. I hope you had a good time and I'll talk to you later.